Fan Early Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtold with you. TJ Watt, one of the best players in football, obviously. Yeah. Is he in the top 25? According to his peers? His fellow NFL players? Now, don't forget, TJ Watt did miss significant time last season due to a major injury. And it seems like that ended up being a major reason why in the new NFL Top 100 Players list, voted on by the players, TJ Watt was ranked and regarded as the 27th best player in all of football. 27th. Now, if you just want to try to guess other players that are ahead of him, how about Jair Alexander went from not ranked to 26. 26. Now, Alexander missed all but four games in 2021 and is a star corner for Green Bay, made the Pro Bowl, was really good defensively, passer rating of 66.4 for opposing quarterbacks. So Jair Alexander is ahead of TJ Watt. Okay, Derrick Henry dropped 13 spots to 25. He was also hurt. And if there's one thing about these top 100 rankings, which are voted on at the end of the season, there are so many players that drop just frankly because they got hurt. And the players basically don't take into account that, yeah, that is a natural part of the game. So TJ Watt, 27. Jair Alexander, 26. Derrick Henry, 25. Roquan Smith up 60 spots to 24. He went from the Bears to the Ravens. Three interceptions, 4.5 sacks, 6 pass defense. He was third in the league in tackles with 169, and he was great. First team all pro. Pro bowler. First time that's ever happened in his career. But this is the one that gets me. At 23rd, the defensive rookie of the year, Sauce Gardner, is ranked higher than TJ Watt. I'm sorry, is Sauce Gardner better than TJ Watt? I understand that he was a big play guy on the Jets, the flair of Sauce Gardner, his playmaking abilities. I'm not trying to say Sauce Gardner isn't a good player. He is. But you can't tell me that TJ Watt, who consistently has been as dominant as any, as a pass rusher, dominant as any, that when he steps on the football field, he is the best player on the field. Unless you're playing up against a star quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, TJ Watt is the best player on either side on the field. Watt came in at number 6 last season after tying the NFL sack record with 22.5 sacks, knotting up with Michael Strahan of the Giants. Now, the description that was given for Watt on the top 100, Watt set a high standard for himself with 22.5 sacks season in 21, but even if injuries prevented him from quite reaching that height again in 2022, the Steelers' edge rusher's performance still deserves attention. Despite fighting through a torn pectoral, arthroscopic knee surgery, and a rib issue, Watt nevertheless was able to play in 10 games and record 5.5 sacks, still showing his prowess and his limited availability and earning a fifth straight Pro Bowl nod. TJ Watt was on the field for 10 games, most of it in the middle of the season, and he still made the Pro Bowl. Now, I understand that you might be wondering, well, 27, maybe that's a good spot for TJ Watt because of the fact that, yes, he was injured, and yes, he only had 5.5 sacks. But when the Steelers did not have TJ Watt in the middle of the season, they were abysmal. Now, the defense was okay, but they couldn't win football games. And usually that's the case with a quarterback. But the Steelers, frankly, could not win games without TJ Watt. To the point where when he was on the field, especially late in the season, wins at the end of the year that the Steelers needed against the Raiders, the Ravens, And being able to cap it off at the very end of the year against Cleveland to have a shot at potentially making the playoffs, a long shot at that. But TJ Watt is just that guy. He's a dog. He's that dude. And 27 just doesn't seem right. He dropped 21 spots. He just feels like a top 20 player to me. Now, would I have put him top 10 because he did miss time? No. But I still think top 20, top even 25 is fair. I just don't think that TJ Watt should be below Myles Garrett. And that's been a popular thing this offseason. It's been a popular talking point that Myles Garrett, is he a better player than TJ Watt? And maybe because of availability, that's why Garrett was a better player last year. But if you're talking about overall football player, overall skill, TJ Watt is better in coverage. He is better as a tackler. It's questionable who's better against the run. Garrett might have that edge. But if you want to go up and decide who is the best at getting to the passer, who is the best at getting to the quarterback, who has the best moves, who has the best skill set, Myles Garrett might be a little bit stronger, but the way that TJ Watt is able to dip his shoulder and just bull rush to the quarterback, and Garrett's good at that too. But TJ Watt is a better overall, well-rounded player. And I think it's kind of hard to dispute that, especially seeing Garrett in the division. He's not a one-trick pony. But him being able to just frequently rush the passer, get to the quarterback, is the best thing that he's good at. And TJ Watt has other attributes that make him great. There's also going to be some other pass rushers higher on this list. Nick Bosa. I would hope the defensive player of the year is higher than TJ Watt after TJ Watt was the defensive player of the year and didn't win it this year because of only playing in 10 games and 5.5 sacks. But for Cam Hayward to be at, I think it was 47 on this list, he seems a little bit underrated as well, where he could be even higher than that. Maybe top 40 for Hayward. But where's Minka? Where's Minka Fitzpatrick? I don't think Minka's going to rank higher than TJ Watt. Is he a top 20 player in the league? I think he's a top safety in the league, but is he top 20? I would be surprised if Minka Fitzpatrick ranks higher than TJ Watt. But at the same time, he's not on the list at all. There's two Steelers unveiled. There have been years where there have been six. When the Steelers were fighting for the AFC North consistently every year, and you knew that they had a realistic chance to win it, it was Ben, it was AB, it was Lev Bell, it was just name whoever you wanted on the defense. The secondary, forget about it. But you can even throw TJ Watt in there, Cam Hayward at some points, Stephon Tuitt, Ryan Shazier, a middle linebacker, before his injury, had a chance to be able to make his mark as a Pro Bowl type of player. Marquise Pouncey, David DeCastro. Those are the type of guys that you would find on the top 100. But now it's Cam Hayward, now it's TJ Watt. No Steelers offensive players. George Pickens better be on this list next year. Pat Freiermuth should be on this list next year. But right now, no Minka Fitzpatrick, which is a little bit surprising. Will he be in the top 20? I doubt it. The Steelers are being somewhat disrespected by the league. When you don't make the playoffs, that's probably partially why. But if Kenny Pickett can have a breakout season, then that'll take care of a lot. And more attention will be on the Pittsburgh Steelers this season with a real chance of winning the AFC North. Tonight, the Hall of Fame game. Jets, Browns. Joe Thomas will get into the Hall of Fame for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming weekend. It's one of the best football weekends of all. As we begin, Steelers, first preseason game next week. Training camp was awesome yesterday. I got to witness it live. Football is back. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. The pre-show is next. Sports Radio 937 The Fan.